This is the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Agree or disagree, we want to hear from you. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from. Standard text rates may apply.
A lot of police presence, which I considered unnecessary. They dispersed the crowd more. It was just a normal teenage party.
There was a lack of toilets, so they were peeing in our driveway, and I had to deal with that.
That's charming. Lack of bathrooms, so I had to pee in the driveway. Go home! Seriously. Now, if you got to pee in someone's driveway, it was time to go home 20 minutes ago. Man, oh man, I would be apoplectic if someone was peeing on my driveway. I don't even like it when dogs pee on my driveway. Could you go on the grass at least? Not on the driveway. It's gross on the driveway. But I don't want to see a bunch of people pulling their pants down, peeing on my lawn or driveway. What are you doing? Too many police. Yeah, that's the problem. It's too many police. So another panda game. Another bunch of stories about why maybe the best news. Let's start with the good news. It didn't look to be as bad as last year, according to some reports. Okay, well, that's an improvement, I suppose. But still, it got out of hand. And I don't know if you can blame too many police, not enough police. I don't know. Jan Finley is with Action Sandy Hill. She's a board director and member of Town and Gown. And she's a resident, basically, and she's on the line to talk about this. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Great. That sounds like a fun party, unless you live there and you don't want people peeing on your driveway, I guess.
Pretty well.
How did you feel it went? Was it an improvement over last year?
It was an improvement over last year in that we didn't actually have a riot, but at the same time, it was pretty disappointing that the large crowds gathered on streets in our community and made people like residents, all of us, feel unsafe. The residents that were in the area where the students were, there were a thousand, at least, students on my street looking for a party. That's the wandering aimlessly in groups of 10 and 20, walking up and down the street, looking at their phones, looking for the party. Where is the party? Thank goodness the police were here. It certainly made me feel safer. I'm really disappointed. A lot of work went into trying to mitigate this behavior, and the key stakeholders really worked hard to address all of these problems that we faced last year.
Give me an example of things you did in advance of this.
So we worked together, we talked about our concerns, the university, OPS, the city, OSG was all part of it, the Lansdowne people, that's not the right acronym. We all discussed the things that we were concerned about and what we could do to help make this an event that celebrated the athletic competition and the achievement of the game itself rather than the destructive behavior that we have seen in the post-panda party. We made sure that there were things to happen, like the tailgate that happened prior to the panda game, made sure that students got to the game safely, and there was some work at with vendors in the market and on Elgin Street in entertainment sections to provide a place for students to go after the game. I have no idea how many students actually went there, but certainly a large number of students. And it's not just students. There were cars driving through our neighborhood, people looking for parties, I guess. I have no idea. I just watched the students walking up and down the street looking for parties and dressed. It was 10 degrees and a north wind, and they were dressed like they were to go to the game. So no shirts, no coats, no nothing. These were not people that lived in our neighborhood. These are people that have come to our neighborhood looking for a party.
Sounds like it's sort of building on itself, right? People thought, yeah. Well, it got crazy there last year. Let's go see what happens this year.
Well, and it wasn't just last year. This has been going on for several years, that there has been a party in Sandy Hill, and Sandy Hill has become the place to go after Panda. And last year was just unreasonable. And this year, too, certainly for the amount of people that were here, we're a diverse neighborhood. We are seniors like myself. We are families with small children. We are students. We are alumni. And none of us should feel unsafe going out in our neighborhood on a Saturday night.
Well, I'm sure you probably just stayed in the house, right? I don't imagine you would go out and join them. You're not going to go for a walk. You're not going to take the dog out. You would feel trapped.
Yes, exactly. That was the point that I was trying to make. Thank you.
But do you also worry? Because, I mean, as unlikely as it might be, you must also worry that, you know, what if this thing gets out of hand and they come to my door, they come to my house, they start throwing rocks at my windows? I mean, that's got to be in the back of your mind.
Well, yes, and certainly the people on Russell Street where the riot took place last year, they erected tape, they erected fencing around their properties because they were afraid that that sort of thing would happen on their street again this year.
Certainly don't want your car parked out on the street.
No, you don't want your car parked out on the street, and the students this year weren't on Russell Street so much as they were on Somerset Street.
So do you have an idea of what went wrong? Did the police show up and the party police. and the rowdy behavior just moved elsewhere? Or what went wrong?
The police have done a wonderful job in our community. They went door to door over the week. Students went door to door with a tame, save, protect the panda poster for the places, for residents, for buildings in our city, in our community. I can't say that the police, I don't think the police were bad factors, although these are my own opinions. These are not the ASH opinions. We have, as a volunteer organization, we have not yet got together to produce an official statement, as it were. So you're hearing what Jan Finley has to say.
Yeah, fair enough.
Personally, really happy with the police in our neighborhood. I think part of the problem of that particular mitigating factor is the fact that a lot of the people that were in our neighborhood on Saturday night are not from Sandy Hill. They're from other parts of the city where we have no ability to reach them, other than reaching the students themselves, because the Save, Tame, Protect the Panda message was given to both Carleton students and Ottawa U students.
Was it bad enough that you now think the Panda game should be canceled? Because there was a lot of warning. If it got out of hand this year, it might be the last. Did we reach that level?
I'm certainly going to listen to all the options given to us, but at this point, I would be considering moving to, cancellation.
Okay, so last year at this time, the story was, there's lots of video, lots of photographs, we're going to track people down, charges will be laid, schools will hand out punishment to students because there are codes of behavior, all of those things. Some of it happened, we know. To your understanding, Jan, does it happen enough? Does the school do enough? Do kids actually get expelled? And do they do enough warning them in advance that, hey, last year, 20 kids lost their dream of a university education at Carleton or Ottawa U, and they were booted out. I mean, did it happen, and does word get out about it?
I'm sure word gets out about it. I mean, you just had a clip on about from a student who said, oh, it's just a bunch of teenagers partying on the street. Yeah, no, it's not just a bunch of students partying on the street. It's intimidation by numbers to the community. And do the universities support the end result? Certainly, in some cases, they have. This will all be part of the post-Panda consideration. All of the stakeholders will be getting together to decide what's going to happen going forward. And there were some significant tickets given out last night, on Saturday night, rather.
Yeah, the problem is once people are out and they've had a few drinks, they stop caring, right? All the warning in the world, all the scare tactics, all the begging, the pleading, all of it means nothing once you're on that fifth drink.
I think for some participants, and I will not classify them all as students, they don't care. They're just here to party.
Yeah. Thank you, Jan. Sorry you had to go through it another year.
My opinion.
We appreciate it.
Alrighty, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Jan Ciao. Finley, Action Sandy Board's director, member of Town and Gown. Sounds like her mind is open a crack about how bad it got elsewhere, and she wants to talk to other people about it, but you can tell. Wasn't a fun weekend for her. Just a bunch of kids wanting to party. Yeah, but what about your impact on others? Did you stop to think about, who am I talking to here? Of course they didn't. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.